It's time for another episode of the Negative Positives Podcast, coming to you live out of the Gutter Man Cave in Louisville, Kentucky, home of the Sport of Kings, birthplace of the Louisville Slugger. And now, here's your host, the man that loves to say doo-doo more than a 10-year-old boy, Mike Gutterman!
Hello, and welcome to the Negative Positives Podcast, episode number 137. And I probably don't need to introduce myself anymore because Mike Williams has so graciously introduced me on the new open for the show. But I am Mike Gutterman in the Gutterman Cave, live here in Louisville, Kentucky. And did I say it was episode 137? If I didn't, here it is. I'm actually thinking about moving this podcast to like twice a week. I know, it seems strange. Twice a week, really? Are you only gonna do it twice a week? But now that I'm doing this differently and not recording on the phone and recording on the laptop and having to edit, and it's taken me a lot more time to do these things because of editing and all this, and plus Ford has been working me longer hours. It may be a situation where I need to make this a bi-weekly podcast, maybe Sunday and then midweek. I'm not sure. It's just something I'm kind of rolling around in my crazy little head. But this would be the midweek episode, and I've had a lot going on here. Like, let's try to get to some of this stuff. Let's see. I've had Sherry Christensen from Canada sent me a little gift, and I received it in the mail today. She had mentioned that she got a Kodak Pony 135 camera. And I had mentioned on the Facebook group, I've always wanted a Kodak Pony. And she's like, well, do you want this? I've already got one. So she graciously has sent me from Canada a Kodak Pony 135 camera, free of charge. Unbelievable. Thank you, Sherry, so much. It's beautiful. And the shutters works properly, so I can't wait to go out and shoot this little Kodak Pony 135 35 millimeter camera. Sherry, thank you so much. I am going to send you a little love back to you. Some obviously some Negative Positives Podcast stickers, and and then I'll probably throw on some film for you too or something. Like, thank you so much. Like, it's really, really cool. This film community is so cool. Like, as far as like just giving things away and like trading things, and it's just the best. And I just can't thank you enough, Sherry, for this camera. I'm really looking forward to getting out and shooting it. Like, it's this cool little Kodak Pony 135. And so she actually sent me a note with it. She says, hey, Mike, here's your pony. I hope you enjoy it. Mr. Reed Google tells me it's a Model C. And she also says, also, here's a print from the Alberta Prairie. And that's in Canada, by the way. Just a couple miles out of my back door. Life's good out here, Sherry. Well, thank you, Sherry, for the note and the camera. And she sent me this awesome print that she took in the Alberta Prairie. And it's beautiful. And it's now hanging in the Gutter Man Cave garage so that I can see it every time I'm doing this podcast. So, and nice to always get prints in the mail. Like, it's just awesome. And then also, let's see, what else? Jim Melcher has sent me a self-addressed stamped envelope. Cool. Analog snail mail. And he sends me some stickers, and he's sent me a self-addressed stamped envelope to get some Negative Positives Podcast stickers, obviously. And he included a little note. He says, Mike, I know you're a stickler, so I'm enclosing an assortment of stickers for your enjoyment. See also my homemade hobby card, which I distribute to my street photography subjects. Thanks for all the shows, Jim. Well, thank you, Jim Melcher, for the stickers. I am a stickler for stickers, so he gave me all these cool little crazy stickers, which I It just makes my day. I don't know why I like stickers so much. I think it's probably all my days is being in bands, and you know, a big part of being in bands is having stickers, and maybe that's what's gotten me to stick to my love of stickers. But so he sent me a good good little batch of stickers, and also his self-addressed stamped envelope, so I can send him some stickers. It's a sticker trade, and he also sent me his card. It's a really cool like handmade card with all his information on it that he gives to people that he takes street photography shots of. So that's kind of a nice way to break the ice when you want to do like street portraits of people you don't know. And that's something that it's always wigged me out. It's always scared me. I'm scared of it. And on the Facebook group, there's been some talk about what we want our next kind of challenge to be. And I think it was Junior Wyatt that was wanting to push for us to do like street portraits. And I hate it. I hate the idea of it because it scares the hell out of me. I just have always had a hard time taking photos of strangers. But maybe I need to make a card like Mr. Jim Melcher has done here for me. And so I don't look like a creeper or I don't know. I've never been good at it. But thank you, Jim. And I'll get your negative positive stickers sent out to you in the mail very soon. And I've been sending quite a few of them at him. I'm starting to get some self-addressed stamped envelopes in the mail lately. So some of those are going out. And then I have Neil Piper in England wants some. I'm just going to send those out to him once I get to the post office. And I have some Canadian people that I'm going to send some out to. But, yeah, I don't know. My computer just made a noise. But sorry about that. And then let's see. What else is here? Oh, so... on top of getting the Kodak Pony in the mail from Sherry Christensen, my Hoga wide pinhole camera, the Hoga 120 WPC arrived, and I finally got to pick it up. It actually arrived to like a UPS store because I have my UPS deliveries go to a store instead of them leaving it on my porch for people to steal. So anything that comes to me from UPS goes to like the UPS store right down the street from me. And I just pick it up from them. Well, I finally yesterday got out to pick up this camera. And this is from Mr. Corey Cannon of the Lensless Podcast. I bought this Hoga wide pinhole camera from him. And I can't wait to shoot it. And he's done a little modifications on it, which apparently will make it a better pinhole camera. And I trust Corey's judgment on all this. But I think he put like a better pinhole in it than what it comes with. So... yeah, I can't wait to get out and try some pinhole photography. And he also sent me, Corey, also, like, awesome. Again, another awesome thing about the film community. I bought some expired Ektachrome from him as well. But then he ended up throwing in, a free row of, like, Kodak T-Max 100, which I love that film. And then threw me some cool stickers, a camera strap, like, threw in some extras. He didn't have to do that. I just paid for the camera and the film and a couple rows of film, but he threw an extra roll of film in there, threw in some extras, and like, man, it's, I don't know. This, you guys are just the best, and this community is awesome, and I feel like I need to be more giving because I feel like a lot of people with these stickers, with the self-addressed stamped envelopes, these stickers that I'm getting, that I'm wanting to send out to people, like they're sending me a self-addressed envelope, but they're also sending me things. Like, the whole point of me getting these stickers made for this podcast is to give you all something, and you guys are giving me more than I'm giving you, and it's making me feel kind of guilty, but yeah, you know, it is what it is, and it's just how cool this community is. But also, if you're in the Negative Positives Film Photography Podcast Double Exposure Film Exchange Challenge Extravaganza Tag Team Match, I don't know, whatever we're calling it. You should have gotten an email from Mr. Sean Nelson telling you exactly where to upload your photos, your two favorite photos from the row, and pretty much outlining everything you need to do. And so if you're in the tag team challenge for the double exposure, Sean has sent us emails this week to kind of tell you how to submit those photos, so that we can have them judged and come up with a winner for the tag team challenge. And then let's see what else has happened here. Well, I've got some emails, so I'm gonna take a break here and then read some of these emails. So I have some emails, and the first one is from Robert Brown. Now, Robert Brown is my tag team partner on the Negative Positives Film Exchange, Double Exposure Film Exchange Tag Team Challenge. And he sent me an email, but also he sent me a package to get a self-addressed stamped envelope to get some Negative Positives podcast stickers. But again, Robert sent me some cool stuff. He sent me like some stickers. He sent me stickers, and I'm supposed to be sending him stickers, like some really, really cool Cosmo photo stickers. If you've seen the Cosmo photo, like their packaging is really, really awesome, and the stickers look just as cool. So I'm really, really happy to get these. And he also sent me a couple of prints and. Of some of his work that he is printing on his printer. I forget, man, it's like a piezo type of printing. I can't remember what it was called. I should have researched this before I started recording, but the prints look great. So Robert Brown's prints are now hanging also on the wall here in the Gutter Man Cave. So I'm seeing those as well, along with Sherry Christensen's print. When I podcast now, so it's really, really, really cool to get these prints of your all's work, and super cool. But I you guys are giving me way more than I'm giving you, and I feel bad about it. But like, anyway, Robert sent a email about the Kodak situation. Andre and I talked about the Kodak's financial report came out, the Q1 2018. Financial report of Kodak came out, and you know, I think we all know Kodak's been kind of in a little bit of financial trouble again. It's just a strange company, but like, so Robert took a look at it and just gave me an email to give me a little more information on it, and he might have a better idea what's going on than I do, but let me read his email. He says, Mike, I'm not a CPA, but I do look at a lot of retailers' financials in my role as a CIO for a real estate developer and investment fund manager. I took a quick look at the slide and transcript from Kodak's last investor relations call. Here are my quick thoughts. The part that we care about is the consumer and film division, or CFD. In 2017, it generated $198 million in revenue for Kodak as a company, or 12.9% of $1,531 million in total revenue. Incidentally, despite being only 12.9% of the revenue, it's the second largest source of income for Kodak. Unfortunately, it doesn't get much attention on the call or in the slides. We're talking about the investor calls and the slideshow they put on for their investors. It's not listed as a growth engine, which is like another part of the slideshow they put on, I guess. A footnote on page 14 of the slides has consumer film division listed as strategic other business. The three categories were listed as growth, strategic, and planned declining. So that's good that it's not in the latter category. On another positive note, in the transcript, it mentioned that most of the losses in the CFD is in inkjet consumables, and that motion picture film revenues increased by 18% in the first quarter of 2018. None of the Wall Street brain trust analysts asked a single question about the film division. I would say that my quick take away is, quoting from Monty Python, would be, I'm not dead yet. By the way, this antique Kodak sign sits on the floor at the office. Haven't been able to decide where to hang it. And he sends me like a really cool picture of an old antique Kodak sign that he has, and it is pretty darn cool. He says, cheers from Bobby Brown. Not the one whose prerogative it was to whack Whitney. I can't believe Andre has never heard of Bobby Brown, nor LL Cool J. That makes me feel old, and that's not possible. I'm still 21 inside. Well, I agree with you, Robert Brown. I still have the mentality of a 21-year-old, and I'm not accepting my age all that well. But it does surprise me that Andre has not heard of Bobby Brown nor LL Cool J. But I guess that's his prerogative. But yeah, as far as like the inkjet consumables that lost a little bit of money for the consumer and film division, that's because Kodak hasn't made a consumer inkjet printer in like 10 years. But they're still selling ink for those inkjet printers. Because I used to use those printers and they were very good. And I hated that they kind of went away from that because they were pigment inkjet printers, very good quality as far as like the prints you would get out of them, and they would not fade. But my last Kodak inkjet printer is finally getting on its last leg, so I had to move on from it. But like that's where a lot of people are with those printers, and so they're not selling as many ink cartridges for them because the printers are starting to die and they haven't made a printer in like 10 years. So they are taking some losses in that division from that. It's a planned loss, so they know that these printers are dying and they're not going to sell as many ink cartridges for them. So there has been a lot of loss on that, but it's a planned known loss that was going to happen. So I don't know, maybe this all sounds a whole lot better. He actually sent me a huge attachment to the whole financial report, and I can't decipher it all, but it does seem like film is still a big part of their business. I mean, we're talking, what did you say? It's 12.9% of the revenue, but it's their second largest source of income. So I don't think Kodak's leaving film anytime soon if that's their second largest source of income. So that's a good thing, I guess. But thank you, Robert, for a little bit of analysis, a little more expert analysis on the Kodak situation going on with their latest financial reports. One interesting thing was Kodak's apparently making a pretty good chunk of change off of the licensing of their name to other products. And I have mentioned this on previous podcasts, like when you see like some of these, I don't know, like other strange, but they have some dye sub printers, like small little dye sub printers. They have some cameras coming out that do like instant printing on like dye sub paper and stuff like that. And we can all kind of shake our heads and be like, why are they doing that? Blah, blah, blah. But apparently Kodak's doing pretty good with their brand licensing, like licensing their name out to other products and the other photography companies making things with the Kodak name on it. Kodak's still apparently getting a healthy chunk of change of royalties off that. And so I think as much as we might shake our heads at it, if it's giving them profit and keeping them afloat, maybe we should not be so negative about weird little things we see out there with the Kodak name on it. Because if it keeps them in business, that means they can still supply us with our precious film, I guess. But let's see. Also, I've got other emails here. Let's go to, I got to pull this up. I have an email from Yvonne R. I don't know what her last name is, but she is in, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, Conconole, Washington. I guess it's, I probably totally butchered that. But she says, hi, Mike. Very much enjoying your podcast. Love how you touch on so many topics for the film shooter. I've been shooting film off and on for 40 years now, developing my own for about 10. So fun to know that there are others out there who want to keep film alive. I'm excited at the chance to go down memory lane with a self-addressed stamped envelope. Please send me your snail mail address so I can participate in the negative positive sticker giveaway. Thanks, Yvonne R. Well, thank you, Yvonne. You're right. It is totally maybe the most analog thing that I could possibly ever do is ask for self-addressed stamped envelopes. But I will be getting those stickers out in the mail to you soon. And thank you for listening. And always nice to see other film shooters finding this podcast and finding some sort of hope and motivation that there's you're not alone. There's plenty of us out here still shooting this good old film stuff. So that was nice to see. But and then lastly, I have a call in to address, and I'm gonna like take a break and play that call in and answer that. But first, I forgot to mention some socials from some of the people I've talked about on this podcast. Sean Nelson has emailed you guys about the Negative Positives Double Exposure Film Exchange. Obviously, he is on Instagram at Utah Film Photography. And he has a website, www.utahfilmphotography.com. It's a great website. And Corey Cannon, who I bought the pinhole camera from, he's on Instagram at Pinhole Cannon. It is Pinhole Cannon, C-A-N-O-N on Instagram. Sherry Christensen, who has sent me this beautiful little Kodak Pony 135, which I'm so can't wait to go out and shoot. She is on Instagram at RR1, the number one photography. That's RR1 photography on Instagram. All right, let me take a break and we'll get to this voice recording on the Anchor app, and I'll get back and answer that.
This is Denise, also known as DeniseG316 on Instagram and MyBlueFaze on Twitter. On episode 136, you guys mentioned coming up with another Facebook group challenge. I have a suggestion. On Twitter last summer, I started a celebration and hashtag around the Diana F Plus toy camera called Diana Day. I'm going to try it again this year, the first Saturday in August. I'm hoping folks will shoot their Diana F Plus, their multi-pinhole operators, their minis, and their babies, then post their results anytime after until the end of the month. So, I was thinking maybe the Facebook group could start a challenge around toy cameras. Doesn't have to be only Diana's. Could be Holga's, Debonair's, Action Samplers, Fisheye's, whatever you got. Keep up the fun podcasts, and I'll keep listening.
Well, thank you, Denise Grays, for the voice recording / call-in on Anchor. And that is a great idea for our next challenge after the Negative Positives Double Exposure Film Exchange tag team thing comes to an end. We're looking at what we're going to do socially as a community as our next challenge. And I love the idea of the toy camera challenge. So that's definitely something that's right up my ballpark, way more up my ballpark than like taking photos of strangers on the streets. Because again, that scares the heck out of me. But you know, the funny thing about toy cameras is I've been guilty of calling them that. I hate calling them toy cameras. Simply because toy cameras kind of makes people think that maybe don't know what it means by a toy camera. Like they might be thinking like a kid's camera, like something made by Fisher Price or Mattel or something. And I've never really liked the designation toy cameras. I know that's what people call them. I get it. But like, I feel like it should be called like plastic cameras or lo-fi cameras or simple camera. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the right term would be, but I feel like people that don't know might get turned off by the name toy cameras. And I'm guilty of using this because, I mean, we know what toy cameras are, but I wonder if it, like, discourages people. Like, toy cameras? Like, why would I want to shoot with a kid's camera? Like, I don't know. I've always sort of hated that term, even though it seems to be the term that's kind of stuck with all these things like Hogas and Dianas and just general plastic fantastics. I don't know what the right term should be, but I've always thought that toy cameras might discourage people, that title. But again, I don't know what else to call them either, so I'm guilty of saying the same thing. But yeah, I would be totally down with a toy camera challenge. So, yeah, that's something I'm definitely going to be looking into. And thank you, Denise Grace, for that call in and that ideal. Trust me, I'm all in on that one. I may not be all in on taking photos of strangers, but I'm all in on taking photos with crappy plastic cameras. So, and also, I did find a little bit more about the Kodak situation a little bit. I wanted to kind of bring this up on this podcast. When I delved into like the big gigantic attachment that Robert Brown sent me on the email, there's an interesting little paragraph here in the Kodak financials or whatever. It says, first quarter revenues for our consumer and film division were $48 million, down $2 million when compared to the prior year quarter, driven primarily by an expected volume decline in inkjet consumables, which could lower sales of ink into a smaller installed base of the CIG printers. I guess this is their consumer inkjet printers. And a lower volume in industrial films and chemicals. This is offset by higher volume in motion picture film and higher brand licensing revenues. For the quarter, motion picture film revenues increased 18% when compared to the prior quarter. Brand licensing revenue was $2.5 million for the quarter, which equates to an annualized run rate of approximately $10 million. So what I'm seeing from this, like there's... They group a lot of this stuff into the CFD, the Consumer Film Division. But, like, they're losing money. That division, the losses are mainly from these inkjet cartridges for these printers they haven't made in 10 years. So I don't think it's too much to be worried about as far as that division. And movie film revenues definitely increased. And I wonder, you know, a lot of that is Hollywood movies, motion pictures, obviously, motion picture stocks. But also we could probably... at least a little part of that has to be us buying these movie films and shooting it in our still cameras, like the Kodak Vision films, or like CineStill. That has to figure into that a little bit. Of course, they don't break that down for us, but you know, when you buy CineStill movie film, you're basically supporting Kodak's motion picture film manufacturing. So I would love to know what percentage it is. I'm sure it's a small percentage, but it's still a... it's a percentage, and it's a good thing, right? And then lastly, they said, let's see. We expect to see continued variability in the CFD business results this year due to the one-off of industrial film orders, the timing of motion picture productions, and our brand licensing business, which varies due to the timing and scalability of new licensees. So it looks like Kodak's doing pretty good with film, generally, and motion picture film, and their brand licensing. But they lump that consumer inkjet printing division into that same division, and that's a division that part of it's going to continue to lose money because not as many people are buying ink cartridges for old Kodak printers they haven't made in a decade. So just kind of an interesting little side note to this whole Kodak... Q1 2018 report. It's maybe not as negative as maybe I tried to make it sound, as I made it sound in the last podcast. So we'll see. I think it's a little more positive than maybe I thought. But anyway, that is the end of this episode of the Negative Positives Podcast. You can see my photography on Instagram at Gutterman Photo, on Facebook at Mike Gutterman Photography. You can email this program at guttermanphoto@gmail.com. Everybody stay positive. Take some cool film photos. And I will see you very soon. Thank you very much.